This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Last week, I had the opportunity to drive down the Oregon coast from Depot Bay all the way to the California line south of Brookings. Now, as anyone who's driven it knows, the scenery is breathtaking and certainly something that Oregon is famous for. Yes, it was stupendous. It was a picture-perfect day with blue skies, sunshine galore, and in Brookings, it was even 67 degrees, which was a nice change from the cold winter weather we've been having here. As always, the people along the way were incredibly friendly at the stops we made, and it was obvious, even on a weekday, that there were a lot of tourists doing the same thing that I was doing. Yep, picture this, blue skies, sunshine, incredible scenery, great food, and homeless people. Yes, homeless. They were everywhere. The Oregon coast has many, many turnouts to enjoy the fantastic views of the ocean, and yet time after time when we drove up to these spots to stop, there they were, the homeless. Some were simply sitting on rocks with all their possessions around them. Some were in their cars filled to the brim with stuff, with a bunch of their possessions scattered around the vehicle. Some had even set out lawn chairs and barbecues next to their derelict cars and trucks. One couple really had it made. They had a truck with a camper shell, and their laundry was drying on the hood of the truck. They also had some lawn chairs set up to enjoy the scenery. What, you say, maybe they were just there for the day? Well, they would need to replace the two flat tires on the truck and maybe add some oil to make up for what was underneath it. Why are we allowing this? You know, I'm sure the state police are tired of confronting these homeless folks and making them move on day after day just to see them take up residence at a scenic viewpoint up the road somewhere. But still, why are we allowing this? Our new illustrious governor is all about talking about what she's going to do for the homeless. We're going to build more homes. We're going to create cargo home neighborhoods. We're going to get more mental health counseling. We're going to get more free medical services. And on and on and on it goes. Well, it's our tax dollars that pay to keep our roads, scenic viewpoints, and overlooks in good condition. So my question is, why do we have to abandon all that to the homeless? We need to enforce the law and let everyone, including the humble taxpayers like you and me, we should be able to enjoy the beauty of Oregon and the ocean and the coast. But then again, maybe not. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.